Our first reading, we hear about the Lord telling Abram to go forth to the land of out of the land of your kinfolk and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. God's telling Abram that he will make him a great nation, and indeed all peoples will be blessed through him. At that time in his life, as we know, Abram was not a young man, so I wonder what he thought of that. It seems like a great time to go start something new. I don't think he said that. How easy it is for us to get comfortable with the way things are. Yeah, we complain, I think, from time to time about things we wish would be a little different. But if we were told to change or move, how many of us would gladly follow such a command, such an order from the Lord? What certainty did God give Abram? You know, it's not like he told him how it's all going to lay out and everything that's going to happen. And none of that, really. He just says, go, do it. How easy it is for us to miss that, I think, to skip over that and just think about, oh, yeah, we know the story. Abram goes and it's great. And, you know, he gets all the things that he needs. He's a rich man and so forth. He gets the land and he eventually has his son Isaac who takes over the next generation. But we don't see all that if we're standing in the place of Abram. We might look at our own lives and say, well, maybe we're not going to be called to do something so drastic as that. It's hard for me to imagine, after all, to move somewhere like Washington, D.C. or New York or even China or Russia or something like that. I would feel completely out of place going to those places. But it's not likely that I'll be called to that. Maybe, you never know, but not likely. I think there might be another way that we can look at this experience of Abram, one that might be more tangible to us. Maybe we won't be asked to go to a far distant country, but maybe we will be asked to make a change in our lives. It could be that the Lord will ask us to give something up, something we hold dear. It might not be necessarily a sinful thing or a bad thing even, but just something that is kind of, as giving it up, it would be sort of a purification for us. A way to experience a bit of the cross. Perhaps we will be asked to undergo some trial or some suffering that we aren't anticipating. An illness, either for ourselves or for a loved one. Perhaps the loss of a job. It may be in the form of some humbling experience, something we wish to avoid. Perhaps it will be something where we're asked to accept some disappointment, whether it's ourselves or a child who makes a choice, a decision, and it has a lifelong consequence to that. Perhaps we'll have to get used to living in some different circumstances than we would prefer. There are many, many ways, right, that the Lord can purify us or come into our lives in an unexpected way, help us to grow, form us, help us to become less self-reliant or self-assured. St. Paul invites Timothy to bear your share of hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God. This is our call too. Catholicism teaches that Jesus lived his life and he taught certain things, and at the end of it, he went to the cross. He went and faced the cross. The cross is the doorway to the resurrection. It's the path we must all follow. It is the means by which we are prepared to be with God. It will look a little different for each one of us. Each of us has our own custom-made cross. And it's just that thing, isn't it? There's that story about the guy who was talking to God one day, and the Lord said, "Why? Come over here, we got to pick out a cross for you." And the man comes in the room, he looks at all the crosses, and he's like, which one? I don't know. Of course, the one that he doesn't want, that's the one he gets, right? So sometimes that's our experience. Like, anything but that, Lord. I'll do anything but that. The cross is how we experience our need for God, how we are purified of our earthly attachments. It's the mechanism by which our love becomes actualized rather than idealized. The cross is the bridge we must traverse to mature in our faith. We certainly should seek to find the things that bring us joy in this life and things that bring us excitement. We should seek to fulfill our dreams and accomplish our goals. But even if we experience all those things and they happen, And many of us probably won't experience that. There will be things that we hope for and dream for that won't happen, and that's a cross too. Even if we do attain all our hopes, though, we will eventually get to the point in our lives where our goals have been accomplished. Our dreams and earthly hopes have been achieved. And then instead of looking forward, we'll be looking backward, remembering, recalling the good times, the joys, the beautiful things of the past. There can come a time in our lives when what lies ahead is simply the crucible of the cross, the aging process, the loss of mobility, the failure of our mind, the reduction of our freedoms to control the most basic things in our lives. How will we live that out? How will we face our own mortality? Will we still say to the Lord, "Not my will, but yours be done"? The experience of Mount Tabor and the Transfiguration marked the high point, I would say, of the ministry of Jesus. From this point on, he's traversing, going towards Jerusalem. And we know what stands there. He's moving towards the passion, the betrayal of his friends, the false accusations of the religious leaders of his day, the agony of and the scourging of the cross, the humiliating death. Jesus was aware that all of that lay ahead of him, and he willingly accepted the path that led him there. We too are called to live our lives and accept whatever may come, trusting that in the circumstances that God brings to us, we will bear our crosses and come to experience in our bodies and our souls the redemption which God works in us and upon us. This is the invitation which the Lord led Abraham to accept. He called him out of a life of comfort and what was familiar to go somewhere else. He called him to step out in faith to begin a journey that was long, arduous, uncertain in many ways, but one that was meant to bring about the fulfillment of God's plan for Abram and his descendants. This call is also one that we are asked to follow, and we must trust that God will accomplish it in our lives and fulfill his purpose in us. If we respond like Abram and step out in faith, we shall arrive at our destination. We will get there. Over the challenges, the crosses that we will carry, it's hard to know what all those things are. But if we just stay with the Lord in it, he will bring us there. So where is it in your life that you experience this call from the Lord? Where do you find him inviting you to be going somewhere else? Not necessarily physical somewhere else, but just in your relationship with God and your trust in him and your experience of life, how is he challenging you? Where are you having a hard time trusting? Let's contemplate how Abraham responded. It says, Abram went as the Lord directed him. Simple statement. He went as the Lord directed him. Are we doing that? Or are we resisting God's call? Are we avoiding what he is asking us to do or endure? Are we cooperating and saying, "Not my will, but yours be done"? Or are we resisting? Perhaps we are like Peter, James, and John in this moment in our life, caught up in something amazing and incredible. Those moments in our lives that are meant to give us hope and strength so that we can endure what lies ahead. Undoubtedly, we will all be called to go to the cross, to walk the path of Calvary. Let's do it as Abram did, and go as the Lord directs us. Lord, grant that I may always allow myself to be guided by you. Always follow your plans and perfectly accomplish your holy will. Grant that in all things, great and small, today and all the days of my life, I may do whatever you may require of me. Help me to respond to the slightest promptings of your grace, so that I may be your trustworthy instrument for your honor. May your will be done in me and through me. Amen.